My dear friends, all of us know that we are going through a very challenging time now in Eretz Yisrael, an all-right war. And yes, there is no doubt that all of us recognize that there was a need for action, particularly after all of the bombardments that so many of the southern cities were suffering in the small country, minute country on the map in Eretz Yisrael. We had to step forward. But all of us know as well that war is never a good thing. There was a famous American historian named Schlesinger who said, "All wars are popular for the first 30 days." I have a student who lived in the Tivot, who is now living with his family in Be'er Sheva, because this past week on Shabbat itself, as the sirens resounded throughout the city of Netivot, they ran into the miklat, into the shelter in their home, only to find 5 minutes later that a rocket completely demolished their entire home. I spoke to him recently, and although Baruch Hashem they are so thankful that their lives were spared, nonetheless there's obviously a tone of depression, a terrible state of morose sadness, as they recognize that their entire possessions that were in their house were completely destroyed, that they are now in a state of being nomadic, that they don't have the convenience of permanence in their old place where they used to live. Not to mention, of course, Rahman al-Islan, the amount of innocent civilians who have been killed in the past few days as a result of these bombardments from the Hamas terrorists, who do not cease to strike terror in the civilians of Eretz Yisrael in an attempt to thwart any attempt by us to establish permanent residence in Eretz Yisrael and to demonstrate that indeed this country rightfully belongs to us. And therefore, at a time of such conflict, of such struggle, at a time when we are both physically and spiritually challenged, it is so crucial and important for us to maintain proper perspective, at least from a religious point of view, how we are supposed to face, how we are supposed to see things in the proper image. And yesterday I stumbled across, or I happened across, a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is a famous one on Gimel Amud Aleph, which describes how the Goyim, the foreign nations, will come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appeal. In the end of days, they'll say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You never gave us a chance. You didn't give us or grace us with the Torah as you did to Am Yisrael. We too deserve another chance, another opportunity." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them that he has a mitzvah kala. He has a easy mitzvah for them to fulfill. And the Gemara explains, what is this mitzvah kala? The mitzvah of sukkah. This easily fulfilled mitzvah is the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara says, "Mishum deleit bechisron kis." Doesn't cost a lot of money. Not sure where the Gemara comes to that conclusion from. Here, clearly it is very expensive to buy a sukkah. But surely one could take various twigs, branches, put them together and sort of make a makeshift sukkah. So it's not such a difficult mitzvah. Sure enough, all the goyim step forward, says the Gemara, in an attempt to demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they are just as prepared to fulfill the mitzvot as Am Yisrael. V'oseh sukkah berosh gago. Every goy takes a sukkah and construct this edifice on their rooftops. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama b'tkufat Tammuz. This happens during the time of Tammuz, a time in Eretz Yisrael, for those of you who are familiar, the end of August, it's sweltering with heat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the sun to beat down on the Sukkot while they're sitting in it. V'chol echad ve'echad meva'et besukato v'yotze. The reaction is obviously the Gentiles, the foreign nations, are very uncomfortable. Not only do they leave their sukkah, but they kick the sukkah. They're frustrated. They're angry that they should have to stay in such a state of discomfort. Shene'emar, v'ninaktat mosavateimo v'nashlicha mimenu avateimo. Says the Gemara Makdir. So Kadosh Baruch Hu actually bring purposely the sun out to beat on their sukkot? Is this fair? So Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up purposely that the goyim would not be successful in fulfilling the mitzvah. V'ha'amarta ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'terun ya'im b'riotav. We clearly know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu classically will not set up a situation by which causing people to be so uncomfortable that they cannot fulfill proper behavior. So what's going on here? How can the Gemara suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets it up purposefully that the sun would beat down so strongly that it would completely discourage and cause such an outburst by the goyim, by which not only that they would leave the sukkah, but they would kick it in a state of frustration? The Gemara says, Mishum di Yisrael nami zimni de mashchalu tkufa tamuz ad chaga v'haveli utzara. It's not necessarily a setup by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because there are times when Sukkot is taking place, and even Bnei Yisrael also experience a tremendous amount of heat in their Sukkah. They have tsar, it's painful for them to sit in the Sukkah, and yet they persist. Says the Gemara, this is halachically unacceptable. V'ha'ama rabba mitzta'ir pater min ha-sukkah. We have a halacha that a person who experiences tsar, who is pained while he's sitting in a sukkah, he is absolved from the mitzvah. He's exempt from the mitzvah. He is not obligated to continue to sit in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Nehi de pater ba'ute mi mib'ate. Yes, it's true. Even Bnei Yisrael at times are allowed to leave their sukkah. And perhaps then one would say there is no difference between the goyim leaving their sukkah, not fulfilling the mitzvah, and between Am Yisrael, who also have to leave the sukkah, if indeed it is sweltering with heat. They are allowed to do this. So then what is the difference between the goyim who cannot fulfill the mitzvah, and the Jewish people who also at times cannot fulfill the mitzvah? The difference is, says the Gemara, that when the Jewish people are forced to leave their sukkah because they're uncomfortable, they don't kick the sukkah upon their exiting. The goyim, however, the Gemara says, when they left the sukkah, it was with such a state of frustration. They were so angry and exasperated that their reaction was they kicked the sukkah. In a state of frustration, in a state of anger, they demonstrate their true character. Their true colors shine through. They really had never the intentions of fulfilling the mitzvah. Their reaction is kicking. Their reaction is a state of unrest. My dear friends, I believe that this Gemara demonstrates two very significant points which are intertwined. The first is, the Gemara wants us to understand that there is a difference between us, Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, and the rest of the world. Am Yisrael are expected to constantly maintain civility. We characterize human decency, and therefore, even in the state of unrest, we are expected to behave with patience, with tolerance, and of course, with human compassion. Whereas the rest of the world, when they are frustrated,
When they do not get what they want or they grow uncomfortable, they kick. There is no room for patience. There is no room for understanding. They are not expected to establish human decency. One look at what is taking place in Eretz Yisrael, and one realizes that what is described in the Gemara is very much alive in front of our eyes. The Israeli army takes all efforts, is so careful not to harm civilians, to warn civilians not to stand in harm's way, to target specific buildings, to pinpoint specific targets which are filled with terrorists, terrorist operations and operatives. The sorties carried out by the IAF are very carefully planned so as not to chalila hurt or harm any, so to speak, innocent civilians. Whereas the Hamas terrorists make every attempt, libeute kamiboyt, to kick, to destroy, to harm civilians. They throw rockets and bombardments, one attack after another, in every attempt in terrorism to destroy our spirit by killing innocent people. That is the difference that remains and will always remain between Am Yisrael and the rest of what we call terrorists, our enemies. And the reason why, my dear friends, is because of the second difference that the Gemara demonstrates. We are people who subscribe to and who fulfill our Mekayim Mitzvot. We were given, privileged, to have the Matanah Gnuzah, the hidden present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us, the Torah, the beacon of light which guarantees our pristine behavior and ultimately reassures our very survival. We must remember that what gives us the right to be called Am Yisrael is Torah Yisrael. Yesterday, as I sat in the yeshiva where I teach, Yeshivat Hezder Kiryat Gat, a branch of Sderot, Kiryat Gat now finds itself within the parameters of military maneuvers because of the threats of rocket attacks, even in that area which sits 25 minutes drive away from Beit Shemesh in heartland Israel. Do not kid yourselves. And I sat there after Mincha and the Rosh Yeshiva addressed the Talmidim. In such a time, there is a call to understand, to introspect and appreciate what's going on around us. The Rosh Yeshiva explained that each and every one of us is obligated at a time of war, in a time of danger, to go through soul searching, to be more careful with our speech, to be more particular with our actions. Because from a religious perspective, we believe that this makes a difference. More mitzvot, being extra careful with the averot, transgressions that may come our way. Ultimately, it is the just and the righteous who are victorious. There is a fascinating concept in the Gemara, Baba Batra, and in many places in Shas, called Kol De'alim Gvar. If there is a dispute between two people in the rights of ownership, and Beit Din cannot decipher to whom has the right more than the other, the Gemara paskin strangely, Kol De'alim Gvar, whoever is more forceful, whoever forcefully takes the possession away and holds it with physical prowess, that person has the rights to that particular possession. Says the Rosh in the Gemara Baba Batra on this concept, Chachamim pasku kol de'alim bepa mazot gvar v'samchu al zeh the Chachamim relied upon in this psak that whoever is more physical able, whoever is more forceful, he wins. T'chol mi shehadin imo karov lahavi ra'ayot. The Chachamim didn't just stand paskin this halacha and say, fight it out, belt it out until whoever's stronger wins. No. Undoubtedly, the Chachamim understood that whoever physically is able to take the possession from the other, min hastam, in all probability, the din imo, the halacha was koveya, that that person indeed had greater rights to take that possession. Va'od, mishadin imo yimsor nafsho la'amid shelo biado. Not only that, but the Chachamim in a svara, in an understanding, explained that indeed the person who forcefully takes possession, that person demonstrates that he is prepared to be moser nefesh, to give his life, to put his entire force, his entire physical stamina behind the ability to acquire that possession. That too demonstrates that it is rightfully his. Moser nafsho. He's prepared to give his body and soul in order to possess that which is so crucial and important to him. How chashev is this Rosh at this time in Eretz Yisrael? Kol de'alim kvar. Yes, Rabotai, there are times when we have to use physical force. There are times which require action. There are times which, unfortunately, we have to place our chayalim in danger. Because kol de'alim kvar. But why? What is the basis of that principle? Because we know that rightfully Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. The din, the judgment, the halakha is behind us. Yimsor nafsho lahamid shelo biyado. And yes, because of that, because of the Torah, because of who we are prepared to be moser nefesh rachmana litzlan, to give our lives for what is most crucial to us, for what belongs rightfully to us. Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. This is demonstrated in the beginning of this week's parsha. The parsha opens, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. The brothers are unaware that this is Yosef playing with them. Yehuda does not know that this is Yosef. Yehuda sees in front of him a viceroy of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. He sees in front of him danger. He sees in front of him suspicion. He sees in front of him a foreign nation who want to thwart the efforts of these boys of Yehuda and his brothers, representative of Am Yisrael, the future nation of the Jewish people. And yet Yehuda is not discouraged. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda is aggressive. Yehuda realizes that it is time to take action. But Yehuda also approaches Yosef with diplomacy. He maintains that civility that is so characteristic of what the Jewish people would become. Yehuda comes and repeats the conversation to Yosef, point by point. He understands, he says to Yosef, that there is a time to talk. He transmits to Yosef that he is willing to consider. But he also says to Yosef that we have to recognize that there is a time for action. And therefore, Yehuda makes a statement here. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda shows his brothers and the future of the Jewish people that we can afford to be aggressive when we are equipped with the din. Koda alim gvar. When we are prepared to be moser nefesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is behind us. Yehuda's name is rooted in the word of Hashem. His mother calls him Yehuda. Hapam odeh et Hashem. Yehuda knows its source, its roots, from the very essence of the word Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides within the nucleus, in the roots of who Yehuda is. When a person approaches aggression, when a person approaches battle with the understanding, Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gabriel, Milfanai Uriel, Meachorai Rafael, Ve'al Roshi Shachanti El. But above all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides on my head. In all directions that we turn, when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter which way one turns, that is what makes the difference. And this is what we have to remember at this particularly challenging time. Yesterday I had a disheartening conversation with one of my Talmidim who's about to be drafted into the army in March. Last year he told me that he wants to serve in a combat unit. But now that the war has begun, he tells me, I'm afraid. I know how important it is that they need me in a combat unit, but I'm scared. And he says to me, I need more divrei chizuk. Give me shiurim. Give me talks that will inspire me and will give me the strength to move forward and battle properly equipped with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my hand. He's 100% correct to be afraid. And the Torah offers one anecdote. The Torah sends a Kohen Mashuach Milchama. It sends the priest, the Kohen, who gives a Musar Shmuz, who talks to Bnei Yisrael and tells them, Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach, ki im b'ruchi amar Hashem Tzvaot. It is not your physical prowess, it is not your brute strength or force that will ultimately be the victor in this war. It is the Ruach of Hashem, the spiritual essence of what Am Yisrael represent. Right now, all of Am Yisrael are involved in a war. Regardless of where we are, physically, we're all affected by a war of the world against what we represent. When we equip ourselves properly with the title of what allows us to be called Yisrael. Yisrael is Sar El. That is where God dwells. That is who we represent. That is who we essentially are. And when we remember this and embrace its concept, then Amir Tzashem, not only will we be victorious, but we can move forward to say that we are actively part of being Zoche Lirot, a Geula Shleima, b'mera b'yameinu, Amen.